And welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean. Happy New Year.
Oh yeah, Happy New Year. I forgot that was a thing.
It is January 3rd?
Sure.
When this comes out, so Happy New Year to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
2019.
Jesus.
We are in the future.
I'm so freaking old. I don't even want to talk about it.
I know. A year.
What?
It's not a year.
It's not a real year.
This is a year that we used to back in like in the 90s used to be like, man, it was going to be like a 2019 and stuff.
Yeah, it's going to be garbage.
Oh, wait. Success.
It's terrible. Man. We saw Bumblebee.
We did see Bumblebee.
Mm-hmm.
We saw Bumblebee. I think it's just Transformers. No, just Bumblebee.
I think it's just called Bumblebee.
Yeah. The Transformers prequel of sorts.
Yeah. I mean, it does a lot of retconning of the other movies, but that's okay. It was actually probably the most enjoyable of all the movies.
Oh, yeah, by far. I mean, for once, you know, the Transformers actually look like Transformers.
Yeah, you can tell what's going on screen. It's just not glop.
Yeah, they don't look... They haven't yet evolved into...
super fast, where you were like, what the hell just happened?
Super fast, super segmented, shiny glops.
Yeah.
You know, they actually look like they're supposed to.
It's a town.
You know, there's certain, you know, and I kind of do like that. If you notice, I don't think Megatron was in this at all, was he?
Does he show up when they're on Cybertron?
I feel like if he did, I don't know.
I know Starscream was there.
Well, Starscream was there. And then...
What's the guy with the tape?
Shockwave.
Shockwave was there. That was cool because his tape transformed.
What was it? Not Shockwave. Soundwave.
Soundwave?
God, I can't remember the cassette guy. I want to say Shockwave. Well, Shockwave is just like a gun because that guy was there too.
Oh, okay.
There was a dude that I used to have that he turned into, like, he was kind of like Megatron. He turned into a gun, but he turned into like this giant fucking phaser thing.
Right.
And, yeah. And the voices were actually like... Norm, like,
yeah,
close. They were close as you get to the original.
Yeah, which was great. There were a couple things when I was just, and this is not a spoiler because it's like the very first scene, and you're on Cybertron and like Bumblebee's zooming around looking like a Ferrari, but they've never been to Earth, and I'm like, why do you look like our car then? Like, why do you look like anything that we have? Why do you have cassette tape?
It was the 80s.
Yeah. I know, but you've never been to Earth. Why do you look that way? How are you supposed to be like, I'm in disguise, but you've literally never been to the planet. Why do you look this way?
I don't believe somebody from our thing just kind of landed on Cybertron and was like, oh, here's a bunch of our shit.
Yeah, they're like, hey, jets? And you're like, no.
Cars?
No. So that was a little bit weird. I do have to say my biggest complaint of the whole movie was there was... no 80s bangs. This movie took place in 1987 and no one had huge hair, and I was kind of disappointed about
that.
There
was some...
Because everybody should have had huge hair. I remember 1987. Yeah. I was a kid, but everybody had huge hair.
Yeah. No, I mean, the 80s had a certain kind of hair.
Oh, yeah.
You know, big hair for women...
huge hair. Even dudes had, like, you know, Kurt Russell even had the, like, feathered shit going on. And...
yeah, feathered shit.
Yeah, feathered shit.
They had feathered shit.
Remember hair bands? Like, all the dudes had that hair.
There's something definitely missing with regard to the aesthetic of this movie.
But it was fun.
It was fun. You know, there's a bunch of silly things in it. John Cena's in it.
John Cena is in it.
John Cena. I feel like this was supposed to be John Cena's... Scorpion King kind of movie.
Yeah.
Where it's like his breakout role where it's like, I mean, like as far as an action hero goes.
Right.
Yeah. Because I mean, he's got stuff in comedy where he's been done very well.
Right.
And he's very good at that. But, you know, I feel like they were like, well, you know, we can make you, you know, you could be like The Rock. You could be like Dwayne Johnson, you know.
Yeah.
And Dwayne Johnson kind of, you know, had his big thing in the Mummy movie.
Right.
You know, as a Scorpion King, and I kind of felt that's where everything else took off from there, like all the movies he's been in and just all those things.
I don't know. I don't know if...
Well, Get Shorty, too, also did a lot for him, too. Or Be Cool, I'm sorry.
Be Cool, that's right. He was really funny in that.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly. I think the problem, and I don't think it was John Cena's fault, his character's tone was weird.
Yeah, it definitely was.
Because at the beginning, he's like, ha ha, jokes. And you're like, oh, John Cena's gonna be ha ha, joke guy. And then he's like, I am serious military man, kill, kill, kill. And then at the end, and then you've got like one joke, and then he's back to serious military man.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, wait a second, what?
Like he's kind of, the character's kind of all over the place.
Yeah, he really is all over the place.
Yeah, he was good. He was, I mean, he did good for what it was, but I mean, there's definitely some.
He's definitely got a square head.
He's square as fuck.
Yeah, and it's like, I am play a really good military man because I have the squarest of heads.
He's very much, he's pretty much a square man.
Yeah, he's very square.
Yeah.
He has hair, which is kind of weird.
He has some good lines in this movie, too.
He does.
Like, he just, well, there's this one line where, it's not even a line, it's just him, like, yelling at somebody and he just starts saliva spraying all over the place.
Yeah, it's really gross. They literally catch him when he's spitting.
Like that was the
all thing. Over.
Like, he's that one. He's like
all know? Over the fucking camera. And I was just like, ew.
Yeah, and then
like best take. You think they asked him to do that?
It's like, John, make it more juicy.
Ew, like, gross.
And he saluted them and he did it.
Yeah.
And then he just, there's a point where they're driving to get fucking Bumblebee or whatever, and he's like, there's a wall in my way.
There's a door in my way.
There's a door in my way, and he blows it up.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah, no, but he did all right.
Yeah.
Overall, the movie, just stupid.
It was
stupid,
fun. You know? It was, I mean, it's not, like, it's just a good popcorn movie. It's
good actually, you know what? Yeah, exactly. Good popcorn movie.
You're like, all right, that was enjoyable.
I've had two of those. You know, we've had two of those.
Aquaman was too.
Aquaman kind of right up there too. Strong finish in the end of the year.
Yeah.
Movies that we've seen.
Which is good, because God knows we've seen some garbage.
Yeah.
We had to sit through Venom.
Oh, we did watch Venom for our
Venom.
We hate movies watch for the week.
They're going to talk about it. Or they've already talked about it. That episode should have dropped on Tuesday.
Yeah, if you can check that out. If you've seen that movie. I mean, here's the thing.
I didn't know Eminem was on the soundtrack. Like, the song is just Venom.
Yeah.
Venom. That's how he says it. He's just Venom.
He's like, yo, don't fuck with me. Venom, Venom, Venom. Venom,
Venom, Venom. I did not like Venom. Because I found it boring.
That's the problem. It was boring.
That was my problem with it. It was boring.
You can be bad, but don't be boring.
That was the thing. I was like, how is this movie boring? I'm just watching, like, I mean, Tom Hardy's sitting in a lobster tank, for fuck's sake, and I'm bored.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
there was a lot of, like, nothing going on for very long stretches of time. Also, another bad wig, Michelle Williams. What is going on with that?
Oh, she was wearing, I thought it was just her blonde hair.
I always thought her hair was shorter, but if that's her real hair, they should fire that stylist.
Yeah.
Because it was like, literally, it was like a towel.
Also, what the hell is Michelle Williams doing in Venom?
Yeah, they're just like, it was just like, hey, just like sit this, like if you go to the gym, you know, like when basketball players.
Oh,
and
they put the towel over
and they put the towel, that's exactly what it was. And she was just like, I'm just waiting to go back on the court. She's just like, I can't wait to take this off and go back on the court. That's literally like.
Now entering the game, number 8.
Michelle Williams, and she takes the towel off.
The Chicago Bulls. Michelle Williams.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's literally, it moved as much as that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, there was that, and then there was just, I think Venom's a cool character.
Yeah.
I think he's a very cool concept, and he looks awesome. Growing up in the 90s and being around for a lot of, like, when, like, you would read, like, a Wizard magazine, and it was like, Venom, Venom, Venom. I mean, literally. It was
Oh my god. It was, Venom, Venom. Yeah. Like, people were like losing their shit over Venom.
Yeah. And it was something where I was just like, hey, fine, fuck you. I don't care. I mean, yeah. I've never really had I think I've talked about it before. It's like, I've never really had like a hard on for Spider-Man.
No, me either.
You know,
I like the concept of Venom.
Yeah. The concept of Venom, or just Spider-Man related things. Although Maximum Carnage, the video game, is one of my favorite games of all time, and I kind of feel nostalgic for maybe just reading that series after watching that movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Maximum Venom, or Maximum Carnage, or whatever.
Maximum Venom.
Yeah. It was boring. It was boring.
There's a lot of, like, sciencing.
Oh, there's a lot of science.
But, like, boring sciencing.
Yeah, and then there's like a thing at the end. Because apparently this movie made like a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a sequel.
I don't know if it made a shit ton over here. It might have been like the Transformers where they made a shit ton in China and stuff.
True. Well, they'll still make it.
Yeah. So there's definitely going to be a sequel, but I don't really know if there should be.
Well, they teased something. They teased, you know, they teased some pretty high level shit.
They do.
Too, which, you know, you should.
Venom.
Yeah, if you want to check that out. But, there's some, Yeah, there's
just sit.
There's potential there. Hopefully it'll be better. I kind of wish it was more
involved. Being bitten. Stop it. No. Sorry.
Bit him.
Cat venom.
I kind of wish that it was involved with just all. I wish all the Marvel stuff was just together.
Sit down.
Instead of having all these splinter.
That's right, because it's over. Isn't it over at Fox?
Because this is over at Fox, yeah. And then, you know.
The main stuff,
there's the Netflix stuff,
and then there's the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which I don't even know if it's still a thing.
That's a good question. I feel like I think they're on their last season.
Oh, I have no idea. I tapped out pretty early. What are you, will you just sit? I'm having cat problems.
I have nose.
Okay, sorry.
But.
Sit down.
It was silly.
Yeah, it was silly.
There's some stuff, and I wonder if this is Stan Lee's last ever cameo. This movie came out, in October? You know, he passed away at the end of October, I think? Or was it November?
I thought this came out in, like, June.
No, this came out in October.
It did?
Oh, yeah.
It's already out?
Oh, yeah. Well, they probably were like, we gotta get this out for, you know...
Christmas.
Fathers and...
Maybe it is.
Sons and shit.
Where he's, like, walking down the street.
Yeah. I feel like that was it. That was it.
Did Venom come out first, or did Teen Titans come out first?
Teen Titans came out in June or summer, I think.
Yeah, then I guess Venom is it because we could have said it was Teen Titans Goes to the Movies because he does a. I think after Infinity.
You know what? Because I don't know if he has like a proper cameo in Spider-Verse. I know that they do pay tribute to him,
sure,
in some way, but I don't know if he has a proper cameo. So if that is the case. Then that would be the last cameo for him. If he has a proper cameo instead of just being like, hey, we pay tribute. I don't know if that counts as a cameo. But Venom, I've seen it.
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't pay money to see
it. No, I'm glad. And we only rented it. I'm glad we just rented it. I'm glad we didn't pay two full price tickets.
Hey, you know what? I was happy with my purchase of going to see Aquaman.
Aquaman was fun.
Transformers.
Yeah, no, that was fun too.
I was very pleased with that. They're making some shit in the movies though.
There were some previews before. I mean, and I realized they were like trying to like play to the general children family audience, but what was that dog movie?
The Dog's Way Home.
No, thank you. No. Fucking keep it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to think about it. I don't even want to know it exists.
I don't want to.
They're like, hi, I'm a dog, and I'm lost. And I'm like, no, and I'm crying. Yeah, no, I'm like, nope, will not watch this movie. You garbage movie.
Yeah, don't be like, nope. It's like, oh, this is about a book about a dog. Nope. It's like, no, I get it.
Nope, don't need to see it.
I'm sad that dogs do get lost, as do pets.
Yeah, and it makes me really upset, and I don't really want to see a movie about it.
I don't want a movie. I don't want 2 hours of that just being drilled into my head.
Yeah.
Of their
being like, I gotta find my owner. And I'm like, no. Because eventually that dog will die. And then I'm even sadder.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like fucking Marley and Me. It's
Absolutely not. Or whatever that one was. It was like a dog's purpose or whatever. Well,
this is like the sequel.
Yeah, no. Absolutely.
Apparently there's a series of books about dogs being amazing. And it's like, well, hey, let's make.
I'm sure they're. Oh my God, so great. I love dogs too, but there's no fucking way I'm watching that movie.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Nope.
Certainly hope everybody had a great great New Year's,
yeah.
And you guys are having a good start to the year. So
yeah.
Let's take our break, and we'll come back. We'll talk about our book for this week.
To confront the ultimate killers, I must construct the ultimate alias.
Ah! Hey, who is that lady? I think she could fly.
To combat the murderers who destroy my family, crush my own life on their way to consuming everything, I must become a greater, more fearsome destroyer.
Hey, man, somebody killed this lady.
To track down the animals who prey on the innocent, I must stalk them first. I am no longer their quarry. I am the Huntress.
New Huntress podcast coming to you in 2019. Visit thehuntress89.blogspot.com for new episodes. Go to the Facebook page at Huntress Podcast. Go to Twitter, The Huntress Podcast. And you can always find episodes of The Huntress Podcast at rightonnetwork.com. And go to Apple iTunes, where this podcast is a joint venture with the Helena Bertinelli Podcast and the Cassandra Cain Batgirl Podcast. So go to Apple Podcasts, the Batgirl/Huntress Podcast.
All right, we're back here on Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. It is Speedball, The Masked Marvel.
Okay.
Number two.
I do remember buying this now, by the way, now that you were mentioning.
Yeah, because I was like, hey, we should do Speedball. And you're like, what?
I was
drugs?
Like, yeah. I was like, wait, what?
Wait, do Speedball? I don't want to do Speedball.
I'm like, whoa, you are going way harder than I ever expected.
Hey, what are we doing for this week? Drugs.
Speedball. What?
Speedball, the best Marvel number two from October 1988.
Mm.
And this is the return of Steve Ditko to the show.
I would just like to point out, this does not say Stan Lee presents.
It doesn't. Mm-mm. It says right here.
I know, but not on like the cover.
It doesn't always say on the cover.
Most of the time, sometimes it'll say like up here. Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Some of the older ones for sure.
Well, maybe the older one, yeah, but this is like in like late 80s, so.
Boo. I was just thinking maybe Stan Lee didn't take credit for this one.
He's on board with it. See right here.
Oh, yes.
So Speedball, the Masked Marvel. Mm-hmm. So I have a question, because you did look up some of this.
I did.
And I'm trying to think here.
Would you like the definition of a speedball?
Well, here's the thing. First of all, I get Speedball and 8-Ball confused.
Okay, I don't know anything about drugs. So I think an 8-Ball is like when you're going to buy cocaine. It's like how much cocaine you're buying from somebody.
No, it's like a lot of coke.
Right, but you're like, I'm going to get an 8-Ball. It's a lot of cocaine. Right. It's a certain measurement. I don't know what that measurement is.
The reason why I know this is because Dennis Leary in No Cure for Cancer is like, he's like, hey, you ever do a speedball or 8-Ball? You ever get like a lot of coke, you know? And then you're just like, ah, you know, whatever.
Yeah, so that. But Speedball, and I know this because I watch Intervention.
Oh.
So Speedball, and according to Wikipedia, it is a mixture of cocaine and heroin or morphine, and you take it intravenously. Or you can snort it, but usually people take it, they inject it.
Why can't you just take these drugs like a fucking Twinkie or something?
I don't think it's the same. It takes too long. And Speedball's been around for a while.
We're talking about the drugs.
Yeah, so there is actually on Wikipedia... Mm. A heading that says notable deaths attributed to speedball use.
Oh man.
And a list.
These are the lists I kind of live for, to be honest.
John Belushi.
I kind of, if we're doing Family Feud and it was
this named, was the Family Feud.
Name the top five. How many are on that list?
Oh my God, there's at least 20.
Okay, so name the top five people who died from a speedball.
Mm-hmm.
John Belushi would have been on top of the list. I would have taken the lead.
John Belushi. I don't know who this guy is.
What's his name?
Ken Camantini. Apparently he was a baseball player. He died. Chris Farley. Except instead of heroin, it was morphine. But it was also, I don't know who Zach Foley is, but he died.
Zach Foley, oh no, Mick Foley's brother.
Mitch Hedberg.
Oh, Mitch Hedberg died from a speedball?
That's what it says, Mitch Hedberg.
I didn't know that. I thought he just did like straight heroin.
Apparently it was a speedball.
I didn't know he
would. According to Wikipedia, so grain of salt that. Grain of Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Really?
It says cocaine, heroin, benzodiazepines and amphetamines. Oh. So he was doing it all.
It's like the gruel of drugs.
Yeah, River Phoenix. And there's a bunch of other people I don't know, like Eric Show, who apparently was a baseball player.
Give me more names. I'll know them.
Okay.
Baseball players.
A lot of them. Pete Farndon. He was a member of the Pretenders.
Oh, okay.
He died. Trevor Goddard, who was an English actor. He played Kano in Mortal Kombat.
Oh, yeah! You got to be fucking wired up to be Kano.
Sebastian Horsley, who's just some like artist from London. Chris Kelly.
Chris Kelly.
Yeah, who was? Wait, is that guy really dead? That guy can't be dead from Chris Cross.
From the Chris Cross?
That's what it says right here.
Wait, what Cross? Was he Chris or Cross?
I don't know which one he was. Hold on.
Mac Daddy or Daddy Mac?
He was Mac Daddy.
Oh shit.
Apparently he's dead? Wait, no, that can't be right.
This is Wikipedia. We could, I mean...
Some guy from the Grateful Dead, some DJ, I mean, like, a bunch of people I don't know.
Okay, so, like, a lot of performers.
Yeah. Like, you know, and then it's, like, other notable users.
Ooh.
There's also this heading.
Oh, so they're not dead yet.
Some that are not, no. Cream bassist Jack Bruce.
Okay.
Nikki Sixx. Come on. Anthony Kiedis, Kurt Cobain, who is dead but did not die of a speedball, obviously. David Crosby, Jerry Garcia, Miles Davis, Ryan Adams, / Craig Ferguson, Dave Gahan, our buddy Dave Gahan. Steven
Aquaman soundtrack contributor, Dave Gahan.
Yeah. And Steven Adler, who had a stroke after taking a speedball, leaving him with a permanent speech impediment.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, he got fucked up.
But apparently, yes, in 2013, Chris Kelly of Crisscross died. I didn't realize he died.
You know, that's something where it's like you kind of hear, you would hear about that and you'd be like,
no.
You'd be like, oh shit, that's fucked up.
How old was he? Not old, right? I was like, 34.
I was going to say, he probably couldn't have been like,
yeah, he was
definitely, he was younger than us.
Not by much, though.
But like for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because like, you know, Crisscross was like,
when we were kids.
Yeah, but like teenagers.
Yeah, like but they were about our age when they came out.
You know what's actually a scary music video? Is I Missed the Bus by Crisscross.
I've never seen that video.
Because there's like a weird dude with a Mr. Boogity face doing shit in it.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, if you saw
it. I just remember the jump video, like everybody else.
Yeah, I know, but then I also, I Missed the Bus. That was kind of like my thriller for the 90s. Actually, no, wait, I'm sorry. Let me take that back. Unforgiven was my thriller for the 90s.
Okay.
Metallica's Unforgiven.
Yeah, okay.
But I Missed the Bus was kind of like...
Why was Unforgiven your thriller for the 90s? Because
that old dude's shaking, you can't see his face, that kind of freaked me out. I'd have to walk out of
the room. That scared you more than Enter Sandman?
Yes.
When that semi-truck fucking runs over that bed, that's pretty great, though.
I know, but that's kind of cool.
No, it's great.
I liked it.
Oh, by the way, speaking of cool things, There is a really great robot death in Bumblebee. Like, so much so that it happened and I went, neat, in the middle of the theater.
Yeah, it's an actual classy
No, it was just awesome. It wasn't classy, it was just awesome. I was like...
No, I know, but classy in terms of instead of just being, like, ripped apart with glop.
Yeah, no, this was cool. This was, like, neat.
Yeah, they did that one good.
Yeah, I liked a lot.
Did Bumblebee use a speedball?
It does not say Bumblebee in here, but our buddy Dave Gahan can tell you all about it. So speedball.
Oh yeah, we're talking
the comic.
I forgot we had a chance to talk about a comic.
Because I bought this because it's called Speedball, and I was like, "Are you fucking kidding me?"
So as somebody who's read, you know, been familiar with more Marvel comics than Jen has.
Uh-huh.
I've known of Speedball for quite some time.
How? Who knows about Speedball?
Because he was in the New Warriors.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He joins the New Warriors at some point, and basically he...
Gets a better name?
Well, what happens is, okay, so he's in the New Warriors.
I'm looking on the...
Marvel Wiki?
Yeah.
He's in the New Warriors, basically, and then... You know, then Civil War happens, and the reason why Civil War, the catalyst for Civil War, is the New Warriors taking on Nitro, the villain Nitro, who gave, what's his face, Captain Marvel cancer.
Oh.
And I have that issue. Captain Marvel getting cancer, I have that. Speedball, so they have like a reality show where they're like having people follow them to, you know, film them while they're fighting superheroes, and they go to take on this villain Nitro and these other guys. And Nitro's gimmick is that he just explodes constantly.
Uh-huh.
And basically, like, he explodes and kills, like, 612 people.
And I see this, and he blames himself, because it says Baldwin ordered... His name's Robert Baldwin. Baldwin ordered a new suit of armor that featured 612 internal spikes that caused him constant pain, symbolic of the 612 deaths that he felt responsible for. 60 of these spikes actually broke his skin. These 60 spikes are symbolic of the 60 children that died in Nitro's explosion.
Oh, they cooked children.
That's like some Catholic shit.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean. Like when the monks like fucking whip themselves, that is like some hair shirt shit.
Oh yeah, and then he eventually kind of gave up being penance, but he still blames himself, so he just kind of cuts himself now.
Oh, okay.
There's some panels of that on the Marvel Wiki of him just being like, "Hey, hang on for a minute, I'll be a minute," and he's like, "Ah."
Did he go see anybody for that? Because that's not good.
Well, he's trying to figure out, but I mean, he's...
Self-harming is not good.
No, it's not, but he's saying he's taking it because it's because of the, you know, the pain that he feels of this.
Oh, I get that, but maybe he, instead of cutting himself,
he should seek therapy.
He should probably see some therapists.
He probably maybe he has. I don't know. I mean, it's gotta be, maybe it's different for a superhero. I don't know. I mean, Doc Samson would be hopefully would be glad to see him. But yeah, no, it's pretty wild. Where he went from, because he basically went from being like this kind of happy-go-lucky, you know, kinetic energy-based superhero to basically encasing himself in a fucking suit of armor with spikes on the inside.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it takes a real dark turn for him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because basically there, all these panels, basically, he looks like a Stretch Armstrong getting just thrown around.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not stretchy or anything, but like when you throw a Stretch Armstrong and it's just like,
yeah,
that's what he looks like.
You know what's right? Yeah, because their arms kind of stay out. Just, they go,
and yeah,
they go,
and like they're just kind of being thrown, and there's no sort of like, there's no bones you to keep them together. You just blah, blah.
You fling it. You
yeah.
Fling a Stretch Armstrong.
Go throw a Stretch Armstrong. You'll know what Speedball looks like.
Well, just, you know, if you don't have a Stretch Armstrong, you know, find a bendy figure.
Find a Raggedy Ann doll. Anything that doesn't have bones,
ooh,
just throw it. Because it'll just be like, bruh, and that's what it looks like,
yeah,
as he flies through the air.
So Speedball, the Masked Marvel, is on the cover here. Speedball is bounding around, and it says, stuck with the sticker.
He also gets this like weird like rainbow ball thing, yeah, around him, so to like indicate that he is bouncing, I guess.
Yeah, there's a, it's a, I guess it's also of an unknown origin. Apparently also to his suit. Which the one,
oh yeah, wearing, we'll talk about this because this is weird.
Apparently, this is kind of like a creeper thing where
it just appears.
Well, it appears because it's molecularly bonded to him in some way.
Okay.
So this is something like kind of like a takeoff of the suit he was wearing when he got zapped.
Oh.
Stuff, and that's kind of what how the creeper.
But
is.
The like, kind of like pseudo cheetah print. Glove.
Yeah, I mean, it's fucking hideous.
I mean, obviously they're like trying to tone it down, but it really does kind of look out, cheetah-y.
He's kind of doing a shout out here to the colors of the 1980s Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah, it's pretty so, ugly.
But yeah, so here he is. He's bounding around and it says, stuck with the sticker and grappling with the graffiti gorillas.
Yeah, which, no. I'm sorry, it's so dumb. Anyway,
so you see him bounding, or he's bounding around a room, and he's facing off against presumably who this person
is the sticker,
the yellow goo man, is the sticker for some reason too. And I just want to point this out because it's on the cover.
Yeah,
they do everything they can to obscure this guy's face.
Yeah,
and it's like
it doesn't matter. It
doesn't matter. It's like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah, he doesn't. Like it literally does not matter.
Not like it turns out to be like, you know,
like a villain or somebody who comes. Like, we'll talk about it. But yeah, this guy, like, I yeah, whatever. Okay,
it's not
so
like
anyway.
It's a celebrity. It's not like it's, you know.
Yeah, it's a celebrity. It's Hammer. Bruce Willis. Oh my god.
I was just triggered with a memory.
Oh god, about Bruce Willis.
Actually, yes. Do you remember the episode of Roseanne where it's like at the end of the credits? And, like, Dan and Roseanne are in bed, you know, and they're talking or whatever. And for some reason, like, Bruce Willis shows up in bed, too.
No.
And he kind of just, you know, as one of those things, as, like, a rip on the audience. He's like, oh, it's Bruce Willis. Oh, here, you know, Roseanne's laughing and
was
stuff.
Was it a dream?
No, it was, like, a thing at the end of, like, this, you know, like, as they're showing the credits over, you know, like, a scene over the credits. And, like, Bruce Willis just shows up. I remember this distinctly.
So. Are you sure it happened?
Yes, I am sure it happened.
Okay, I'm just going
to ask. Oh, you can look it up? Go
yeah.
ahead. Yeah, look it up. Bruce Willis, Roseanne.
Yeah, I mean, it's a thing that pops up here. Cameo.
Yeah, Bruce Willis. Yeah, okay. Yeah. See, I wasn't
crazy. I don't, but why?
I don't know, because he was, maybe he is the 80s, late 80s, you know? She was
well,
a comedian,
I mean,
he was a hot actor. You're all friends. They're hanging out probably at a comedy store.
Okay.
Having fucking, doing ribs on each other and shit. That was the 90s, man. Late 80s, 90s.
Oh, I see. Bruce Willis appears in the end tag. He mentions that he was working on his show at the time, meaning Moonlighting.
Was Moonlighting? How long did Moonlighting go on for?
I remember my parents loved Moonlighting. Like, were obsessed with Moonlighting until they, like, got together. Moonlighting ran from 1985 to 1989.
Okay, so it was around that time. Okay, yeah. So then that made sense.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I always imagined that once, like, Die Hard was a thing, like, Bruce Willis didn't do TV anymore.
Yeah, apparently this was a thing for a while. I remember my parents were, like, obsessed with it.
I never watched Moonlighting.
No, I never did either, but I remember my parents were like, oh my God, we have to watch Moonlighting.
That's so strange.
Is that weird?
Because your parents, because especially your mom, don't like watching things.
My mom likes watching things, but she's really weird about it. So like, if my mom watches a movie, she'll never watch that movie again.
Okay, I mean, it happens.
But any movie, it does not.
One and done.
One and done. So like, DVDs, so Blu-ray, nothing, it serves no purpose for her whatsoever. Because I'm like, I'm like, you like this movie? She's like, but I've seen it.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, but don't you want to watch? No, I've seen it. I'm like, okay.
Mm.
But she'll watch the same HGTV, like, decorating show 18 times. Same episode. I don't get it. It's just very weird. Anyway, continue.
Yeah. So, getting to the book. Here's the quick pitch. While working part-time after school at the Hammond Laboratories, Robbie Baldwin was accidentally exposed to energy from another dimension. Now, whenever Rob hits anything too hard, that energy erupts from him from within his body, transforming him into a bizarre rebounding figure we call Speedball. So, the story's called Stuck on You, and basically we get this glop guy.
Yeah, there's these people in a lab, and they're like looking for a patent to something.
Yeah. So this glop monster.
It's a glop monster and a guy with a very, very, very severe widow's peak.
Oh, he's devil lock.
It's a devil lock, basically.
That is
it's
straight up devil lock.
I'm like, I don't even know why it's there. It's really terrible. They're looking for this patent that the doctor might have left.
And then Doc Severinsen walks in.
Yeah, and he's like, what are you guys looking for? And he's like, give us the patent. I don't know what the patent's for.
I think it's for whatever this magnetic goo.
Sure.
That this, you know, because we're trying to look it up. And but for some reason, the goo man apparently already has the goo gimmick.
Yeah, but I guess he wants like the formula for it.
I like that he's like,
whatever
he's like,
it is.
He's like, I'm gonna do this legally.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna get it, whatever. And so the goo guy hits the doctor and he whatever.
Well no, the goo Doc Severinsen.
Well yeah, he walks in, he's like, you're not gonna get whatever. He has a gun in his hand.
Yeah, I know. I like
he's like, you're not, he's like, fuck you, man. You're not getting my shit.
I like doctors at the ready with guns.
Yeah, and that's when the goo man just like smacks him with some goo.
He does. He's like, and apparently this kills him.
It's just gack.
Well, he throws gack at his back.
It kind of breaks him, right? He really does look like he's doing a Bane, like breaking Batman.
You know, he kind of, well, he this guy's cutting a promo on him as this guy's like, where's the paper? He's like, fuck you, I'll fucking kill me. And so and then we cut to the lab, and Robbie
is chasing the cat, Niles.
It's spelled weird, though, but is it
I think,
Niles?
I think it's supposed to be Niles. I think it's Niles.
That's what it's called, saying now. So he's trying to chase this cat, because apparently the cat, they believe, so they don't know.
Well, at first they just want, he wants him to get the cat. So he's chasing the cat around. And then he hears like three lab dudes.
Yeah.
Oh, talking about the reason that they want him to get this cat. Because they just told him, go get the cat.
Yeah.
So he overhears the reason that they want him is because the cat was also zapped with whatever energy Robbie was zapped with.
Well, they don't know that he was zapped.
That's the thing. They don't know he was zapped with it, but the cat was. So they're like, man, could you only imagine what would happen if it was a person? And Robbie's like, oh, man, I got to get that cat because like maybe I can figure out how to make myself normal.
Well, I do like these guys. Well, first of all, you know, Steve Ditko's in his glory of drawing like symmetrical, bugged out
eyes. Oh, I was going to say that guy's just like,
well, I mean, all these guys. I mean, there's a lot of these shots. Like, they all look like fucking.
Yeah.
They're gasping for air on Mars.
There's a lot of it. There's also this Robbie ends up with a lot of humongous eyes.
Yeah.
Like in many panels, his eyes are like basically like that Battle Angel chick.
So he this is in the Black Hole Sun universe.
Finally. Because everybody's eyes are all huge.
We've got a thread. but I do like how they're so like freaked out. It's just like, oh my God, this cat. I mean, this cat must be fucking crazy and shit. You know, we got to find this cat. I mean, they're freaking out over this cat.
Yeah.
Let alone, you know, they don't know that Bobby's
been zapped.
So they're basically like, so now Devil Lock and Goo Boy, a Goo Man.
That's way better than the graffiti bandits or whatever the
Devil
fuck
Lock
they're called.
Yeah,
yeah, that's way more interesting.
Definitely. They're like, somebody calls, that's the doctor, that doctor's office, and
mm-hmm.
the guy, the Devil Lock is like, hey, you know, we're sending some files for this magno fluid, and this guy's like, oh, sweet, well,
cool.
I need
the doctor will be here.
I need the papers.
Who they just killed.
Because the goo man needs those papers.
Yeah.
So they send Robbie, and Robbie's like, all right,
hey, Devil Locke, here's these papers. He's like, he's like, hey, I have to give these to the doctor.
Yeah, he's like, I have to actually put these in the doctor's hand. He's like, oh, okay, he's in the basement. And so, like, Robbie goes to, like, take him down the stairs, and Devil Locke shoves him, and he, like, lands right on his head. And he's like, he's going to break his neck. It'll look like he fell, and I'll steal those papers. But he turns into Speedball and just starts bouncing all over the fucking place.
You know, to shove somebody down the stairs.
Yeah.
Isn't that easy?
I don't know. Are you planning something?
No, I'm just trying to figure
Should
out.
I be worried?
We don't have very high stairs.
I have fallen down these stairs before. I'm not worried about it, but yeah.
He shoves them down.
I feel like in TV and movies, people die way more easily from falling down the stairs than in real life.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Because I feel like it's just like a regular flight of stairs.
So, Speedball.
Like Death Becomes Her. But those are big stairs.
I've never seen that movie.
You've never seen that
before. I think I should see it.
You should absolutely see it. It's so campy. It is insane. I love it so much.
Speaking of Bruce Willis.
Yeah, he's in that movie too. Yes, he is in that movie. Man, that's such a great movie. And it's so fucking campy.
I feel like high camp.
Like, I can't even describe it. It's so good.
I feel like that's a movie that I would really enjoy, but I've never got around to seeing.
So. Yeah, it's ridiculous, but I would recommend it.
Maybe one day we'll do that.
Yeah.
So Speedball's like, well, shit, now I'm in my suit and I gotta get out, figure out what the fuck's happening.
Yeah, because his suit just, like, appears. I don't know where his regular clothes go.
They go into the same dimension as like, the Creeper.
Is there a dimension?
Yeah, they go into, like, a negative, like, molecule dimension, so when it comes, it's back and forth, I guess.
Just makes more sense if they're, like, absorbed.
Well, I don't know. I mean, he's got his regular clothes back. He has to be naked all the time, right?
Well, it's just that they get absorbed into his body, and then when he's done, gross. So he stretch Armstrongs all over the place.
Yeah, he basically just flails around until he finally...
So much flailing. Well, first... It's like me on a dance floor. It's just, it's like Elaine dancing. That's what this is.
Is that you goth dancing?
No, I'm better at goth. That's just me attempting to have some sort of coordination. This is me attempting sports.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that looks like right.
Me running.
So he finds this doctor dead, and he's like, okay, I'm going to go stretch Armstrong back home and figure out where the hell I'm going, figure out what the hell's going on. He follows the van, and then he follows it to the old button factory. This takes place in, like, a Connecticut suburb, by the way.
Yeah, it's basically... the same universe that Gotham exists in, because there's an old whatever factory whenever you need it.
Yes, the old abandoned factories.
Always.
They exist. So he goes and he catches up with Goo Man, the Devil Lock, and Goo Man. And the Devil Lock is like...
pumping Goo Man full of goo. Because he's got this suit on that, like, controls this magnetic... goo stuff.
Yeah, and it basically, like, shoots out when he wants it to.
He really looks gross.
It is. It looks stupid. He looks stupid when he doesn't have the goo.
He looks
stupid when he has the goo.
Yeah, he kind of looks like the Toxic Avenger, but, like, grosser. Like, if the Toxic Avenger wore sunglasses. Because, like, right there.
To me, he's kind of... Yeah, no, I get that. To me, he looks like Shocker. Marvel's Spider-Man villain Shocker.
Yeah.
But, like, because, like, it has, like, these... Well, or even say Spider-Man. It's like, he looks like because he got these...
No,
like, this...
You know in RoboCop where that guy gets doused at the very end?
He looks
like that guy.
Yeah, yeah, but in his full goo form, he looks basically like Emil.
Yeah.
Getting fucking covered in shit.
Yeah.
So so Devil Lock is like, man, I feel bad. I should have, like, killed that kid harder. And
he's like, I'm sad I didn't murder him more.
He's worried. He's like, well, if that kid lived and he fucking rats on me.
You'd think you'd check. If you shove someone down the stairs to kill them, you'd think you'd go check to make sure they're dead. But
Goo Man.
They never follow through, these villains.
The Goo Man, in the matter of like four panels, we get this. It's like we get Devilock having remorse and then Goo Man being like.
Remorse for not killing that kid harder.
Not killing the kid harder.
Not because he killed the kid. Not because he didn't kill him better.
He's like, oh, I should have fucking, like...
He's like, oh, man, you know, it's like...
I should have pile-drived him down the stairs.
You know how when, like, somebody insults you and you walk away and, like, 10 minutes later you think of the perfect comeback?
Oh.
That's how I feel about this murder.
Fucking jerk.
Exactly. That's how I feel about this murder. Man, I killed that kid, but then now I'm thinking of all the ways I could have killed him better.
I could have, like... fucking slit his throat with the papers and stuff.
Oh yeah, that would have been cool. Like so many poetic justice things.
Yeah.
Like I could have got a gimmick going.
A gimmick going?
Well yeah, I mean because then you'll be the guy who kills kids with paper or whatever.
Oh man. That sounds like an 80s movie.
The guy who kills kids with paper. Yeah. That's a really terrible title.
The American title is
Paper Dolls.
Yeah, or fucking paper cutter.
And you know what
Paper cuts.
Actually, I was just thinking that the way to actually kill a whole bunch of people with paper is just to like dump like boxes of paper on them.
Well, yeah, that would obviously, but I'm talking like he has to perforate skin.
Oh man, that would take a really long time. Then I could dunk him in lemon juice.
Oh man, I'm glad I keep this little lemon juice thing around.
Just squirting people with it. So, he's just got, that's
I,
what his
I
like
got
he,
salt packets in my pocket.
He would have like a utility belt like Batman. He'd have all those little like from the store, those like plastic lemons, so he'd be like open it and squirt.
Oh man. I like that guy. I like the Oh yeah, because like in the yeah, because he was, you know, it'd be like in the 90s, everybody had grenades on them.
Just, yeah, this
like
guy's lemons. He's got lemon juice.
Lemon juice container is like it was real lemons, you know, that's too much work.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. Also, it doesn't get that good squirt.
Yeah, you know, you need like a. You need.
I mean, you could get a super soaker.
you're really at, putting this together quite well. I like your.
Do you enjoy my horrible?
I like your innovation.
I'm really surprised because honestly, if this was the 90s, somebody would have given me a comic book for that. They'd have been like, "Yeah, whatever. We make the dumbest heroes. Come on over.
We make the dumbest heroes. DC Comics. We make the dumbest heroes.
That was everybody of the 90s. Though.
That's true. Yeah, you know, you would have been.
Signed. I was like, well, he's got a belt, and they're like, you're in. Come on in.
You could have been at cons, fucking signing a dumb
lemons.
Hero. The lemons.
People would bring those fucking lemons, and I would have to sign them with a Sharpie. Be like, I went to Ralph's and picked this up.
Yeah, they're all out of lemons. I had to get a lime.
Do you sign limes? Yeah, I sign limes too. It's cool.
Tired of signing fucking limes. If you got a lime, go
like
away.
I'd probably have to have like a basket of them. I'm like, oh, if you didn't bring one, you can buy one for $1 and I'll sign it for you.
Jen sitting next to Lou Ferrigno.
He's eating Cliff Bars. I'm signing lemons.
What a convention. That's great. Jen, Lou Ferrigno, and Virgil.
Just all of us sadly sitting there with our gimmicks.
Oh, yeah. Like gimmick alley.
I would want a sign that says Gimmick Alley.
I think if I ran a convention, it would definitely be Gimmick Alley.
Yes.
And that's where Lou Ferrigno would sit.
Yeah. With Virgil.
With Virgil and some guy from the Fast Five movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you ever see that? There's that one guy who's like a Hispanic guy who like he's appeared in like, I think, as like a featured
extra
player. Yeah, or something. He would sign shit at like Frank and Sons.
Was he like a driver or something?
I don't know if he was a driver. I don't know because I don't know what he did. I'm assuming he was a driver or just like a featured like guy that was like.
But he's not like part of the team.
No, he wasn't. He was like, yeah, he was like way down the list. Like,
oh,
you know,
he was like if everybody else had plans, maybe Vin Diesel would call
him. If everybody else was busy, so if The Rock was busy, if Paul Walker's dead,
well, I can't call him.
You know, Michelle Rodriguez. You know, I. Fuck knows where she is.
Yeah, I don't know what she's
doing. You know, fucking trying to think. Now I'm starting to think of like people from like XXX. You know, like
oh yeah, it's all the same thing. He's the same character.
Yeah, but this guy was there. He would. I don't know his name, but I just know I would pass.
Can't wait for Vin Diesel's version of the Majestic.
Wait, is that a thing?
Do you remember the Majestic for Jim Carrey?
No, I remember that.
Yeah, I just said I can't wait for Vin Diesel's version of that, where he's like, I'm going to try to be serious.
He's done serious movies.
No, he hasn't. What has he done?
Boiler Room?
That was one of his first movies. It doesn't count.
He did that Street Sharks commercial.
He was in one of those, like, kid movies, kind of like The Rock.
The Pacifier.
Yeah. The Rock did the one where he was, like, the Tooth Fairy or whatever.
There's also a movie called Fine Be Guilty. Do you know about this movie?
No.
Where it's a Sidney Lumet movie, and he's wearing a wig.
No.
Oh, yeah, you should look it up.
Just look up Vin Diesel wig.
Yeah. No, actually, finally, yeah, look up a screenshot for...
Is it going to be bad?
I mean, if you've never seen it, it's kind of like John Cena hair now.
Mm.
Yeah. So anyways, but he, yeah.
Oh, no.
I've never seen this movie, but I know that it exists.
So. GQ, who wrote this? A very brief history of Vin Diesel having hair on screen.
Well, he's kind of had, like, you know, short-ish hair.
Well, apparently in Chronicles of Riddick, he had a beard. Oh, here is this. He was in it with,
Oh, Peter Dinklage?
Yes.
With a fucking...
mustache.
With a fucking Tony Stark mustache?
Yes, and a rug. Oh, that man. Also looks like a rug.
That's a wig. That's a wig movie. I like it. So. All
right.
So, this could be our offshoot podcast. Vin Diesel has hair.
So there are like three movies we could talk about.
Oh, yeah, be a miniseries.
Yeah.
But yeah, so anyways, this goo monster, goo boy, whatever, sticker.
Yeah.
It's the sticker. Fuck this.
I'm sorry. That's dumb. He's just Gak.
Yeah. Gak is like, so he kills Devil Locke.
Yeah. Like, next time murder better.
Sometimes he's because at first he's like murder better, and then like Speedball's kind of like walking around and he just finds this dude hanging.
Yeah. And it's only like one panel. I don't know. So he like suffocated him with this goo, and then Speedball's like, I'm gonna fight you. They start fighting.
He does a Batman here and throws a safe at him, like,
oh, yeah,
minimal effort.
Yeah, with one arm.
Yeah, which,
yeah, sure,
is kind of funny. But yeah, and so then basically
a lot of flailing.
Flailing, and he's trying to bounce, and so this goo boy is like, I need to find out why he's so bouncy.
Yeah.
I need to figure this out because I am into science.
Yeah, I like bouncy.
Yeah.
He's like, why is this guy stretched Armstrong all over this place? So he like grabs him and he gets stuck.
Yeah, he's stuck and
he's like, haha.
Well, he gets stuck by putting his hands on Goo Boy's face.
Yeah, so he grabs him already and then he puts his hands on his face.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, I get it. It's a helmet. He's like, so I'm going to try to get it off. And the guy's like, haha, you can't get it off. And he like twists it and it does come off.
Right. So yeah, he's realized it's a helmet and he's like, look at this shot here.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to rip his head off.
So he takes his helmet off because it really just is, there's a dude wearing sunglasses. And he takes it off and it's just like, he looks like Lex Luthor. He's just a bald dude.
Yeah. You're just a bald dude. You don't really see his face.
There's no name. He's no one special. He's, you know, it's not like, oh my God, it's Dr. So-and-so. Nothing.
I do like this spot. This panel where he calls him, you young fool.
He's like, no, you young fool. So then he like punches him in the face. Goo boy punches Bouncy in the face. But I guess this magnetic stuff kind of has a mind of its own. And without the helmet, Goo boy can't control it. And it suffocates him.
Yeah.
It just jumps up over his head and it suffocates him and he's dead. This guy's dead. Speedball's like, And then he just leaps.
Yeah. Speedball.
He's like, that's what I do. I'm a speedball. I kill people.
So he rips off this guy's helmet. This guy suffocates like Baron Zemo.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, well, I shouldn't. He's like, oh man, I killed this guy. He's like, you know what? He would have killed other people.
And then he goes to see his parents.
Gotta get out of here before I get sick from not killing him harder.
He's like, meh, what's so one murder?
So then he gets the papers and he flails back and then the cops show up at the school. I don't know if they show, I don't know where they show up exactly.
I don't know, because he goes to hang out with his parents and his parents are like, hey, and he's like, hey, mom and dad, I just murdered. And they're like, oh, good boy, son. And like, then the cops come up.
Mom, I just killed this person. They're like, oh, God.
And I don't know why. Like, the cops come to his house just to be like, hey, kid, be good. Or whatever. They, like, just...
I don't know if they come to his house. I think
they also look like clones. They're kind of creepy.
That's true. No, I think they go back. He goes back to the school. Or to the lab, because he's got these papers. And he's like, all right, I got these papers. And I'm going to, like...
There's cops here already.
And the cops show up, and the cops are like, interesting. This guy is always around when people are getting murdered.
Huh.
And they're like... And then one cop says that, and the other cop's like, fucking chill out, dude.
Yeah.
It's not child murder. This isn't something about Kevin.
We need to talk about Kevin.
He's like, shut the fuck up.
He's like, it is. He's like, I was born bad and then I murdered a bunch of people.
So then his parents are like, oh man, you
that's
know,
what that book's about.
Yeah. His parents are like, oh man, you know, we We feel glad that you didn't get murdered at the murder laboratory.
Can I also say that this is like a very weird book because it's written in the 80s, mm-hmm. like 1989.
But it doesn't feel like
it doesn't. It feels like the 60s.
You can see this later too.
Yeah. Because especially with like the family and everybody's wearing a tie and mom's got this like nice hair and it really does feel like a 1960s comic book.
Robbie Baldwin looks like fucking Ricky Schroeder.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just noticed that.
Yeah.
But his family's like, yeah, so they're like, oh, you should do something fun this evening. And then the father's like, well, that'd be great as long as we don't watch Ford films. You know,
okay.
Apparently that's his wife's idea. Apparently his parents hate each other and they divorce.
I don't know, but they're always smiling at each other, but then they're like, huh, they're fighting, but then they're always like, hee! I'm like...
Oh, there's a lot of boiling hatred.
Oh, I don't know, I think it's a sex game.
And he's like, you know, then he sees this cat... Oh. Gerald's
like,
game.
I was like, yeah, it might be Gerald's game. I don't know what these two are doing.
Gerald's game in the Marvel Universe. All right. But he's like...
Oh, he sees the cat, and he's like, huh, Niles. And the cat's like, nope. And the cat just like ends up on a roof.
Yeah.
And that's the end.
Because the cat apparently is can just bounce up on the roof. And
yeah,
stuff.
He's like, fuck you.
He is special too. So, we're not done.
No, and I just skimmed this one. I'm not going to lie.
Well, this one's pretty wild too. And this is also a Steve Ditko joint. This is where he takes on how will Speedball deal with the savage graffiti gorillas? Gorillas.
Gorilla, like pro wrestling gorilla. Yeah, warfare.
And so these guys are fucking bunch of.
I can't even explain these. They just look like dudes who came back from Vietnam.
I think they are. I think this is like PTSD.
Yeah, and then instead of like, I don't know, trying to get a job, they just decided to like graffiti a town.
This is a much lighthearted version of First Blood.
Sure.
this is what John Rambo was going to do if Brian Dennehy didn't fucking pick him up.
Yeah, yeah. This was Rambo's fate.
This is Rambo.
And he was better off being Rambo.
Had he done this, we would have just had... He would be like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to paint this silver statue. And then they would be like, hey, man, don't do that. And then we wouldn't have had any Rambo movies.
No. But this is, again, another really good example of this book not feeling like it was written in the 80s.
No. Well, this is Steve Ditko. I mean, it
feels like it was written in the 60s because, like, oh, no, graffiti, that's bad. And you're like, okay, bro, calm down, right?
Well, okay, so basically these guys are out there and they're spraying graffiti and, like, I mean, they're just... Apparently there's a bunch of loose art in a field or whatever, some park, and they're just...
And they're just breaking it and spraying it with... graffiti and I don't know.
Well, because like, yeah, there's
also the paint that they're using doesn't look like paint. It really just looks like tomato sauce.
That does look like tomato sauce, yes.
It's like this guy's like, haha, graffiti, but it just looks like he dumped ketchup on this statue.
Pizza balls, huh? So
he's like, I got this from grandma's kitchen. Dump.
Yeah, I didn't have any paint, so I just got some canned tomato paste.
Hey, great. Hey, Ma, I gotta use this.
Hey, Ma,
you got any leftover gravy? Yeah. Take it outside.
Hey, Ma, you making gravy tonight? You making gravy tomorrow? I'm gonna use this. Yeah, don't ask
no,
me what I'm doing.
No self-respecting Italian would ever dump good fucking sauce on a statue.
Oh, man, too bad this movie did this show didn't end with this guy going home. It's like, you use my gravy, dude, but just happy. Slap.
No, and no self-respecting Italian would ever do that. You don't waste good sauce.
I like it. This one of these guys' name is Giuseppe.
Sure, why not?
So here's what I want to understand here. So these guys are fucking wreaking havoc.
Also, they all look 40.
Yeah. Well, they're Nam. Yeah. You know. So they're one guy. I mean, they're wrecking this park, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this cop over here,
who doesn't have any eyes.
Well, he doesn't have any eyes. Before, I don't know what he's doing here. I think he's beating up on some hobos. Because he's like, beat it, you bums. And like, apparently there's a bunch of bums. And he's just having a bum battle. And then
maybe
he's like,
he
oh, wait.
He has no eyes. He doesn't realize what's happening.
Officer, I was just sitting here eating my sandwich. You bum, get away.
It's like, God. Oh, my God, it's Bird Box. He's just flailing.
Oh, man. Bird Box universe. All right.
Yeah.
Bird Box
that.
Universe and Black Hole Sun exist in the same universe.
I am watching that like right now. I'm in the middle of it. It's really stupid so far.
Yeah.
John Malkovich is just like, ah.
Is this
Do not let people in. Yeah. Yeah, sure.
My memoirs. I yeah. read my memoirs.
BD Wong's in it.
BD Wong.
Yeah.
Is this also a Batman crossover? Is he Doctor Strange?
Oh my god, that would have been amazing. Actually, that would have made this movie so much better.
Hello, I'm BD Wong. I created some monsters to fight the Bird Box demons.
That probably would have been awesome.
Actually, shit, that would have been great. It's also hatched some dinosaurs.
And Steve Wayne.
Steve Wayne's on the loose in Bird Box land. Oh, man. Yeah, don't let us
write things. Like John Malkovich is like a Pez dispenser.
Wait, what?
Like, I always feel like his head's just gonna swing back. Just, you know what I mean? Like, just, he looks like he has a hinge.
I've never
he just has that. He's kind of like has a Gary Busey mouth that's just big.
Oh, just lots of teeth.
Yeah, there's just so much of it. That's what I mean. Like, I feel like one day his whole head is just gonna hinge back.
Listen, people that make Pez dispensers, I know you still make these.
Malkovich. That's terrifying.
Let's make John Malkovich. Let's make Busey? Gary Busey.
Yeah.
I want a Gary Busey Pez dispenser. I want to walk into.
You want to put Pez in Gary Busey and just be like, and then like eat it out of him?
Like, oh, my endocrine system. Whatever he says.
So Eyeless Cop is
beating up on these hobos, and he's like, oh, look, Rambo and friends are beating up on, are trashing everything.
Oh, no.
And the cop shows up, and he's like, yo, what's going on? Apparently, they just chased some woman.
Well, that's his, what's his name's mom?
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Oh, this is, wait, are we sure?
Yeah, because that's, she looks exactly the same as.
I don't think it's her.
Oh, it's not?
I think it's just some woman.
Oh, there's a lady at the end in the pink jacket. That's why I thought it was her.
We'll see. Maybe it'll be a surprise reveal.
So she's there. She falls.
Well, did you read this panel here?
No, but look at that guy's crazy.
So he turns.
Look at how crazy that guy.
The eyeless cop turns into like Fire Marshal Bill.
Yeah, 100%.
And he goes,
let me show you something.
I took a picture of this and I posted it. And he says, well, why don't you worry? Oh, he goes, well, don't you worry. Those little terrorists won't get away with this. Sooner or later, I'll catch them, and when I do, they're gonna learn what terror is really like.
And he rips off.
He's literally shaking his fist.
Yeah.
You see little shake lights.
Yeah. He rips off his uniform. He's got a Punisher skull. He's like, this is how this shit goes.
Fire Marshal Punisher.
Taking the law into my own hands.
So Speedball goes to school. He's wearing an ugly ass shirt.
He literally looks like Fred. From Scooby-Doo.
But that's an ascot that's built into the shirt, I think.
But he still looks like Fred.
Oh, he still does, yeah. It's a white and purple shirt, and it's...
He looks like Fred!
And you're right, because then you see him, like... Because basically he's like, this teacher's like, oh man, Robbie, you're distracted. And he's like, yeah, I know, I'm all full of fucking energy and shit.
It's like, I gotta go bounce.
And then
literally
a little bounce, and then he runs, walks by some girls who apparently were born in 1930.
Yeah, because it's 1989, and they're all in skirts. They're all knee-length skirts. Their hair, I mean, like, literally, this could have been a Superboy comic.
This feels like a Superboy comic.
It really
does. You
know
what? This feels like a Superboy comic, like, right here. Like, yeah. These chicks look like, you got fucking Rizzo.
Yeah.
And the pink ladies Greece. Are here.
Yeah. The pink ladies are 100% here. Frenchie did all their hair.
This is Grease 3.
Yes.
This is Grease 3 with Ricky Schroeder. And also...
I mean, like, look at their clothes. It doesn't even make sense. All the older men are wearing suits.
Well, I mean, you wear a suit if you're a teacher, don't you?
No, I mean, just like any older man who's not like a bad person is like in a suit. Like, his dad's in a suit later.
Here's the thing, because Ditko, for some reason, when he draws, they don't color in people's pupils right.
Yeah, and it looks fucking weird. I think that's why it's fucked up.
That's just a style. And so basically, yeah, they introduce Robbie to some girls, and he's like, they're like, hey, we should play some volleyball. And he's like, ah, I shouldn't because I'm like full of fucking, I'm like a fucking monster now.
I'm a ball.
I'm a Stretch Armstrong bouncy monster and mouncer.
I'm a speedball. Everybody mouncer. Wants to do me, but it will be murdering.
Yeah, you don't want to snort me. So he goes home, and his parents are fighting. His mom's like, yeah, those vandals got the right idea.
Sure.
Apparently.
Why not?
You know, PTSD should go hand in hand with graffiti. And the father's like, no, fuck that. And they're fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And this picture here is kind of like what really bothers me about this art, which I know Steve Ditko is fantastic. And he's done a lot of great things, but this is just a weird panel.
Well, like the father looks like he has a problem with like his eyes.
The father looks like he's fucking like
he's
crazy.
Like, well, he looks like he's like staring into the like
giant fist.
He literally looks like he's staring into the future. He's like, I see it coming. And like in the background is fucking Robbie, and he's like, with like a hand on his head and.
Looks like he's singing into a microphone.
Yeah.
Like,
he's like I realize it's a soda, but.
Yeah. And he's like, ah, this sucks. I gotta go to like the shop. I gotta go to like the school. I gotta go to the library. It's 10 o'clock at night. I have to go to the library.
I just have to not be here. Yeah. Basically, so my parents are fighting, whatever. And he goes to the library and he breaks into it for some reason.
Well, what he wants to do is he wants to go into the gym and practice his bouncing.
Oh, I see.
So he's like, well, since it's fucking 11 o'clock at night,
yeah,
I'm going to go bounce around in this gym.
Yeah.
And so he sneaks in, and as he's about to...
Well, as he's doing that, the graffiti guys are like, let's break into the school.
These graffiti guys are coming
in. Because that doesn't make sense. You do graffiti outside, but whatever.
Well, they want to fuck everything up. They're like, oh, you know, we fucked up that park with all those free-floating statues.
Yeah.
Let's break into this...
School,
because, you know, fuck school.
Yeah.
So they jump into the school, and, you know, as he's doing that, speedball, you know, he starts doing some speedball stuff. There's one part where they went in the hallway, and they just grabbed a bunch of books from somewhere and just started throwing them around.
Yeah, like, fuck books.
There's a lot of swearing in this. Did you see this?
Huh.
Because one guy's like, algebra. I hated fucking algebra.
Yeah, there's like little stars and stuff.
It goes Saturn, star, at symbol, lightning bolt.
Yeah. Like, he can't control himself or something, and he ends up, like, bouncing into the hallway.
Yeah.
Because he says, look out.
He bounces into the hallway, and
he just sort of, like, all these guys, he just kind of, like, starts fighting these guys because he's bouncing onto them.
Yeah, and he realizes it's these gorillas, and these gorillas...
This is two solid pages of him bouncing on people.
Right. I just noticed, too, that these guys have, like,
They have jackets.
Custom jackets. I will burn with my custom jacket on. Los Chiquitos.
Yeah, this is the Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, man.
If they decided to, like, do graffiti instead of ride bikes.
Connecticut chapter of Sam Crow.
Yeah, someone here is gathering
intel. Which one's Opie? Which one's Piney? Just walking around with a fucking tank.
But so he flails, like literally two whole pages of him just flailing into dudes.
Yeah, he flails around because they're like, oh, we got to beat this guy up now. And
he's like, no, flail. Boing, boing, boing.
Yeah,
boing.
They try to pin him down.
Do you think he makes that noise? Do you think he boings?
I think he just goes, boing, boing, boing.
Like if you throw a ball.
Yeah.
Boing, boing. Yeah.
Boing, boing. So, and then
crazy cop.
Is this the crazy cop from the beginning?
I don't know. Maybe.
Man, so they show up.
Well, let's say yes.
Okay. He shows up, and he's still pounding on these guys with his kinetic energy.
This is the part, like, if you go back to this one panel, like, he has no control over his bouncy.
He's trying.
I know he's trying, but he's just like, flail, flail, flail. Like, he has no ability to control this whatsoever.
Right. No, he doesn't.
Because he's, like, bouncing on this guy with, like, his back, and he just looks like he fell off a cliff.
If I were these guys, I don't know why you're still standing there if this guy's fucking... Bazzing around, just run out.
Yeah,
you know, if you're in the gym or whatever, just run out of the window or just get out.
There's other places.
There's other places, you know. It's like, you know, you live to graffiti another day. So speedball somehow makes an exit, and the cops show up, and the cops are, you know, in the graffiti gang's like, oh man, speedball fucking bounced on our heads, and they're like, yeah, where is he? And then speedball. And the way that they frame this makes it sound like he's listening into something
that he shouldn't be. Yeah.
And I still don't know if that's for certain or not.
I don't know.
Because he's sitting there.
It's so hard to tell.
He's sitting there and he's like, oh man, I got to practice. I got to change back. And just as he hears somebody saying, ah, I gotcha. And then it's that cop. The cop's like, I found all their fucking bottles and shit. And I'm going to like take them.
Yeah.
And I got their fingerprints. And he's like, oh man, good. You know, and then he goes back home. Speedball goes back home, and the father's like, yeah, they caught those guys, and you know, whatever the Marvel might have been there, and then what's her face?
The mom.
The mom is like, oh, I'm glad they got arrested. And she's like, and the father's just like, what? You're not going to do a fucking GoFundMe for them?
Well, she's like, and I know that art, like, is not the same as graffiti. I'm like, well, that's not necessarily true, lady, but
and then,
okay.
And then Speedball goes all Black Hole Sun.
Well, that's what I mean. His eyes get all huge. He's all creepy battle angel.
Yeah, and then he just goes to school, and he's like, oh, I'm going to go talk to that chick I blew off yesterday.
He's like, hi, chick.
And then
like, Jimmy Olsen's right there.
Jimmy Olsen is like, fuck that shit. Hey, man.
I'm here. It's me, Jimmy Olsen.
Jimmy Olsen making a surprise appearance. He's like, oh, shit, Jimmy Olsen, and then that's it. That's how this ends.
And then we have a little thing I think we want to talk about. Leaper Logan next issue.
Yeah, he had,
from
he,
here, it looks like Leper Logan, you
could make that mistake, yes.
Which, that would be horrible. Leprosy is a terrible disease.
Well, if he bounces into him and the body part falls off?
Well, I mean, technically. That podcast will kill you. They sure did. They talked about leprosy. Do you know that the only other animal that has leprosy is armadillos? It's a well of leprosy. That's where it lives in armadillos as well, because their body temperature is cooler than that of other animals. That's the same reason that it goes to humans. Our body temperature is lower.
Oh, man. That makes me think I would hate to be...
But it's curable.
If I was in the BoJack universe, I would hate to be an armadillo.
It doesn't mean you have leprosy. It's just that's the other animal that gets it.
How do you get leprosy?
It is transmitted... I don't think it's transmitted through air. I don't remember how you get it.
Transmitted through air?
No, I don't think it is. Oh. But it's super rare, and it's super slow going. So, like, you could get leprosy and, like, not show symptoms for, like, 20 years. Because it takes that long for it to, like, reproduce. It's very slow. It reproduces, like, every 13 days, which is, like, crazy.
Oh, shit. Do I have leprosy?
No, you're fine. Leprosy is very rare.
Well, yeah, but...
curable.
Okay, but how do you know if you don't have...
I mean, there's a blood test. But, I mean, really, the thing that happens is, like, you lose feeling in, like, your fingers and stuff.
Okay.
In your extremities. So you don't realize when you get hurt, which is why you get those sores, and then they don't heal. That's what it does.
No.
But it is curable.
Okay, good.
Don't worry about it.
One leprosy antidote, please.
Yes. So I just wanted to say that I have Twitter up.
Ooh.
Matt Oswald says, my 2019 resolution is to get Ray Liotta to start smoking again.
We just watched one of those commercials recently.
Well, was it before the movie?
Oh, this was the beginning of the movie.
It's before the movie.
Speaking of
Ray Liotta doing chanting schools.
Well, speaking of fucking Welcome to Marwin, you know, I mean, that guy's face.
Wow, yeah.
I
always feel like Ray Liotta looks like he's wearing a lot of eyeliner, and I'm not just sure if he just has a lot of eyelashes or they put too much on him all the time.
I think that's his gimmick.
Yeah.
Yeah, welcome to Liotta. So, by the way, Matt Oswalt, VA?
Yes.
Matt Oswalt, fucking hilarious.
Really funny guy.
Just real quick, if you've never watched, check it out. There's a comedy sketch thing that he used to do called Puddin, Puddin. Mm-hmm. It was...
Him and Eddie Pepitone.
I can't really explain it because
they're so short too. They were only like 10, 15 seconds sometimes.
But there is some of the funniest shit I've ever seen in those. So if you ever get a chance to check those out on YouTube, do yourself a favor and do that.
Yeah.
Patton Oswalt's brother.
Yeah. Very funny guy.
Very funny guy. But yeah, thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome. I thought you would like
it. He's very good on Twitter too.
He's very funny.
And he follows me.
Oh man.
Because I've met him and I was like, he's like, oh, yeah, I follow you on Twitter. And I was like, oh, yeah, how's that? And he's like, oh, yeah, you just, like, talk about wrestling and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Is he a wrestling guy?
Apparently, he's, like, he mentioned that he's kind of, like, an old school, like, NWA.
Fair.
Because he grew up in Virginia.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's kind of where all that stuff was. And I've always, he's really funny. So, Speedball fights a leper next issue. Did you want to read the next issue of this?
No. You'd think this would be, like... a book that I'd really like, because it does feel like a throwback.
Yeah.
But there's something off about it. It's weird. I don't know.
It's something about, you know, it sucks because I should really be into Steve Ditko's work.
Yeah.
And I love the Creeper.
Yeah.
He created the Creeper, but this doesn't... This and, like, we've also had... we've done Shade. I like Shade.
Yes.
We've done fucking Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
He did that, too.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was weird. I don't know. It just doesn't, yeah, it doesn't do it. I mean, Speedball, I mean, the New Warriors in general, I've never really like read a new, it's kind of like, I don't know. I just, they don't really fill something for me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like there's something like, I'm like, I should, you know, it's a cool young team. Just like there's some cool characters on there, but it doesn't really do much for me. Although I do like Justice, Marvel Boy, Vance Astro, whatever you want to call
him. Mm-hmm.
I'm a fan of that. So I might read the rest. You know what? No.
No.
I don't need this.
No.
I don't need to track down the other 10 issues of this.
Yeah, no. Please don't.
Please don't, she says. Okay. Well, that's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can find us on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever. Yeah. And email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com. So I hear, just quick weird plug, there was a romance novel published by somebody named Jennifer DeAngelis.
Oh, I've heard of this.
Yeah, I'm just saying, she sounds cool.
Yeah.
She likes cats and comics and stuff. I hear she's cool. Maybe you should read her book. It's called The Key to Cabin 9. Anyway, it's on Amazon, $2.99. That's all.
Oh. I hear she won't read the next issue of Speedball.
Yeah, you know, she probably doesn't like Speedball.
No,
I'm just going to guess.
I don't think that's right. But also, please rate, review, subscribe, and wherever you get this podcast, Apple Podcasts, give us 5 stars, however you want to do it. So thanks again for listening, folks. Hope you're enjoying your start of the new year.
Yeah, happy new year.
Happy new year. And
safe and happy new year.
Yes, please be safe. Please be healthy. And please enjoy yourself. So thanks again for listening, folks, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.